This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Officials expect a surge of almost 50,000 DACA applications if a federal judge orders a restart to the program. Fentanyl is a big culprit. New estimates from the Centers for Disease Control that indicate over 72,000 Americans died from drug overdoses last year, an increase of around 10%. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, has passed away at 76. Respect. About 1,400 Google employees have signed a letter demanding transparency, saying censored search results in China would raise urgent moral and ethical issues. A Central Missouri jury has awarded $113.7 million to a class of 13,000 correction officers after the officers alleged the Missouri Department of Corrections failed to pay them for work they did before and after shifts at prisons across the state. The CEO of Entergy's division in New Orleans, Charles Rice, is resigning as the latest result of the paid actors scandal at the hearing over a new power plant to be built in the city. The research firm Euromonitor estimates that the American market for legal marijuana products will reach $20 billion by 2020, up from $5.4 billion in 2015. A Muslim woman in Sweden who alleged discrimination in a job interview for refusing to shake hands on religious grounds has been awarded financial compensation by a labor court in Sweden. Indigenous Australians working with Sydney-based nonprofit the National Justice Center are training people to use smartphones to stop police brutality after two videos in the country of such abuse went viral. Trump's threats and actions about withdrawing security clearances because of his frustration and opposition to the Russian collusion investigation have been roundly condemned by ex-officials and others as politicizing the security apparatus of the country. The U.S. Conference of Bishops of the Catholic Church has called for a Vatican investigation in the wake of Pennsylvania grand jury reports, which the Vatican called morally reprehensible. The Trump administration acknowledged that they have no system for tracking the tens of thousands of migrant children who are released from federal custody annually after traveling to the U.S. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.